brain organs and on the back of the neck to stimulate the brain, because that's the computer that really does all the work. Of course, you know, the organs all have to function at the same time. So that's for the very, very ill. And let me tell you, if you're in a septic shock coma, you're really ill. Wow. Within days, he woke up. You know, I can tell you something. You know, when you wake someone out of a terminal coma, you know, you know those people, well, unless they wanted to die, they're pretty happy, and all the relatives are pretty happy. I mean, this is a good thing.
Right. I don't think you get to meet people and say, hey, why'd you help me? but you know what you're saying, Peter, sounds exactly like what he describes in his book. And he says you can use magnetic and biomagnetic type therapies to activate the sodium-potassium pump. And that pump is really the key to your lymphatic system. It's your lymphatic system that makes the cells work. It pulls that excess sodium out, and it's your waste system for your cells. That's what it amounts to. And as soon as you activate that, you get into the dry cell state, and the electrical activity jumps. And he explains something exactly like what you said with a girl that had polio. Had polio from back in the 40s or something like that. And you might remember Dr. West. He's the one that got everybody on the little mini trampolines back in the early 70s, I think it was.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, the little and that's what he does by bouncing up and down, you know. But it's a little bit more than that. And he kind of explains how to activate your lymphatic system. But, you know, her leg regrew like 6 inches after 30 years of having, you know, polio with a short leg. Her leg regrew after she started doing that therapy.
Yeah, back to blueprint. Well, you know, I don't think most people understand that. Your lymphatic system doesn't work unless you exercise. You've got to do some walking. I mean,
exactly.
Even if it's just walking between rooms.
Otherwise, it just gets stagnant. Sure.
I mean, that's the garbage system in the body, you know. And you got to get it working, you know. So
imagine not having any garbage pickup. That's kind of what it's like.
Well, that's exactly right. Well, you know, the thing is that in addition to the blood cell before and after and all the measurements, and you can take a look at the photomicrographs, one of the things, we also do voltage testing and show the increase. I mean, it really is miracle-like. Of the cells, the parallel capacitance of the membrane, because that's where the pumps are. You know, that goes up immediately, and then that starts pulling in nutrition, and then starts pushing out the toxification. But
right.
one of the issues that I think is really important, and I'll tell a little story about that, is the issue. Take a look at the free radical sites, because we've got the Bowen test, the Bowen dry cell test on there. And you can see the free radical sites literally being neutralized and the biomagnetism supplying the body with amplifying its own energy enough to completely heal the sites. I mean, heal the sites, neutralize and heal the sites within an hour. And, you know, I got to tell you, one of the things Dr. Tom Levy, you know, one of our favorite research doctors, and Tom's a great guy. I mean, just he's totally amazing.
Sure.
His research is so specific and adds so much to all our lives. But, you know, he talks about very simply one thing is that, what you have to do is of course, he's a great advocate of vitamin C and has shown great, amazing. I mean, he's continued on where Linus Pauling left off. I know that he juried over 22,000 articles to write his books in vitamin C. But the one issue that he says very clearly is that you've got to get negative electrons. You've got to feed the body negative electrons. And that will keep the inflammation down. It will assist in driving all the metabolic functions of the body. And, of course, one of the things that we do is, you know, we have the daytime therapy where you wear the magnets, unless you've got a heart condition, although it has helped a lot of people with heart conditions. But if you don't have a heart condition, you wear it over your sternum. You wear it over the heart. And that floods the body with negative energy and literally, as far as I'm concerned, fully charges up the human battery. I mean, it really charges it up. And I'll give you an indication of that. I had a fellow in, he was writing software for us, and the first day I sat by his desk, and I watched him type. I'd never seen anyone type like that. He had his fingers spread out, and he kind of moved, and he kept his fingers in the same place, and he kind of moved his hand. I asked him, I said, I've never seen anyone type like that. Where did you learn to type like that? And he says, that's all I can do. I can't even lace my fingers together. I've got such heavy arthritis. I thought to myself, my gosh, I'll tell you what, this guy's job is to type.
Right.
Write software. Whoa, boy. So I said, well, look, let's give a little try here, okay? Put these magnets right over your heart. And he says, what's that going to do? And I said, well, you put it over your heart, and it's going to, this is the main energizing point of the body, and it's going to drive negative energy into your entire body, into your heart, which, of course, then pumps the blood throughout the whole body. And, you probably won't feel
it. We're going to use you for an experiment.
Well, we're using him for an experiment on himself so he can enjoy what I had learned a long time ago. But anyway... And that was it. I didn't ask him anything. And about 3.5 days later, and I've got to tell you, 3.5 days is pretty key on chronic conditions. We see a lot of people, they respond almost immediately.
Right.
But on long-term chronic conditions, it generally is like, for some reason, it takes about 3.5 days for the body to take on the energy. Anyway, 3.5 days later, he came to me, he says, look at this. And he laced his fingers. He says, I can't believe it. I can move my fingers. I don't feel the pain. And what we had done, one of the issues. Now, he unfortunately was a, I'm not sure sometimes whether it's a genetic issue. It's a weak gene receptor, or maybe it's bad eating habits carried from one generation to the next. That could possibly be, and I think that maybe that was the case because unfortunately this fellow's mother just had terrible arthritis. But in his case, and what we've seen is that what will happen is that. The bones. Arthritis is a very interesting issue that takes place, although there are several kinds. And, of course, rheumatoid is the inflammatory type and, it's terrible. And the one thing about magnetism, inflammation is a positive state. And if you have enough, if you can add enough negative energy to it, you can neutralize it. As seen on our site under the microscope. What happens is that when we're full of energy, each joint where the bone, where the bones connect, each joint naturally has the same magnetic field. It has the same field, and those fields repel. And what we found is that when the individual has MDS, which is a magnetic deficiency syndrome, and literally it could be, it generally happens, at the limbs, at the end of the limbs. It occurs there first. But what happens is it loses the energy to maintain the same field. And it starts to go into, instead of being positive and positive, and then at the other end of the bone will be negative, negative, what happens is that it loses that energy to maintain the same field, and it'll go positive, negative, or north, south, whichever, however you want to refer to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is the bone healing energy when it goes north to south, because those two pull together and they start to knit. They start to fill up with calcium in the socket, and this is This is part of the terrible problem of arthritis. And what had happened in this case was that we flooded this fellow with all the energy that he was missing, and within about 3.5 days. Now, I will say, I mean, look, he didn't get 100% in 3.5 days, but he got so much comfort, it was like 100%. And, of course, you can better believe he stayed with it. But within that 3.5 day period, it increased his electromotive energy enough so that in the joints that had lost its energy and lost the same pole field, it regained it and started, and when it does, it started to clear out the calcium, because what happens is the system, like that woman whose foot grew back since, or
right.
grew 6 inches,
mm-hmm.
It goes back to what we refer to as a blueprint. And, look. This is not a money-making thing that we're into here. This is a research, and it's specific for one thing, and that's to help people, overcome these physical issues. And I'll tell you what, it feels good. It feels good to be able to offer some of these advanced therapies, advanced protocols to turn people around.
Sure. Let me make a couple of announcements. We've been on about 40 minutes. I've got a few people in the chat room, so if they want to join us on the call, that's fine. You can just call in on the number 347-838-9147. And join the show and talk to Peter directly if you want, or you can type in something here in the chat room if you want me to. I'll put that on when we get a little break there. If you're joining us and you're looking for the chat, you can look in the upper right-hand corner of the main page, which is blogtalkradio.com/WTP-Texas. That's for We the People Texas. Show we do for We the People, and we typically cover constitutional issues, but to me health issues are kind of a constitutional issue, and the one way I look at it that way is because we're not pushing technology, especially magnets, which are extremely simple technology. The placement might be a little more complicated and all that, but the magnets themselves, we're just talking magnets here. Now, if they work, why are not the medical society interested in showing people how to use them and getting up on the technology and using it, especially something that's been around that long? So I see that as a constitutional issue. Anytime our country has things available and they refuse to, they don't even want to know about it. You see, all they want to sell are pharmaceuticals and surgery. Yes, and that makes for good trauma care, but it doesn't make for very good health care, and I'm not sure that we're very far along in the health care industry right now. I had to mute our caller, by the way. I was getting some static. I don't know if you heard the static, but went ahead and muted her. She was the only caller we had on right now. I couldn't bring her back and see if she's got some more questions here real quick. Hello.
Hi.
I muted you because I was just getting some static coming through. I didn't know if I was coming from you or if that was just something else.
I've kind of heard some static too, but no, I don't have any more questions. I'm just listening.
All right, well, good. I'm just going to leave you on mute, and we'll get back to you. I was having some problems.
Well, I'd like to say something, David.
Go ahead.
I think a point, in fact, that there's been a lot of magnets out there that, people, I know there was a multi-level system out there that had magnetic pads. They made a tremendous amount of money. And maybe one out of 19 or one out of 25 or so stayed with it. excuse me. People experienced some help with them. Essentially, they came from Japan and I've worked in Japan, and over there they call it sore shoulders treatment. And, you know, it's all right to use a multipolar. Well, I don't know. Actually, in fact, you know, as a scientist, I would have to say,